Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 2nd of November, and here in Auroville this morning is raining on 25 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast today says a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorm, cloudy, and over the night mostly cloudy, brief evening showers followed by a shower in spots late. Temperatures from lower 25 to high 31 with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is in the last quarter, illuminated on 61%. Here we're featuring Malenka inviting us to sing in circles. Malenka, good morning and welcome again back to our studio.
Thank you, Miriam.
I just seen a note that between you, Fif, and Hamish are about to start something with singing.
Yeah, actually, during our travels, we all wound up in Rhinebeck, New York at Omega Institute, and we're fortunate to attend a Bobby McFerrin circle song workshop. It was a week long of heaven.
Can you imagine?
It really was. It was a beautiful place and a fantastic experience. So now we feel to offer it to the community. So on Mondays at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, 4:45 to 6:15, mm-hmm. more or less, we invite everyone, Aurovillians, newcomers, guests, anybody that wants to come. And the only requirements are that you want to have fun and you're willing to use your voice. You don't have to be a singer.
Really? And, because it's circus singing.
Well, it's what it briefly is people come together in a circle, and we say, if you've got a high voice, stand over there. If you've got a low voice, stand over there. If you don't know what you got, stand over there. And then...
Sounds fun.
Yeah, and then someone comes in the middle. Let's say I come in the middle to start the thing, and I'll go to one of those groups, and I've got something going in my mind, and it's a rhythm, and I'll start like da 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 da. I make some kind of a little few syllables with a tempo, and I repeat it many times to this group, and then they start singing with me, and I, by repeating it, I'm teaching it to them, and once they've got it, then I'm free to move to the next group. By now I've got something else going in my head that will be in harmony with that. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing again, teaching them. And then if there's a third group, again there. And now I've got three things going. It's not words. It's not singing. It's just repeating this repetition of sounds in a mm-hmm. rhythm. And then I might sing on top of it. And that's the fun part.
Whoa.
And people just are smiling and laughing. It's so much fun because it's actually it's human unity through using the voice.
Mm-hmm. And using also the body as a percussion instrument, right, probably.
Yes, you can. Tapping the foot, snapping the fingers, you know, something like that. Mm. And we all loved it. In the workshop that we were in, there were about 175 people from all over the world.
And Bobby McFerrin personally himself was there.
Bobby McFerrin himself, plus his team of six, who are people who record with him and who are all teachers in their own right and teach at prestigious places like Juilliard in New York or Berkeley in Boston, that sort of thing. Yeah. We worked together in that large group, and then we split up into smaller groups, and it was just fantastic.
So you had such a fun, and you said, let us share it with you, our brilliant.
Exactly.
Malenka, thank you for today.
Okay, hope you come.
And Savitri is here with us to announce a special dance theater workshop this month. Savitri, good morning and you're welcome to our
good
studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
You are in charge of New Creation, how is it actually called? What is the
official
title?
Creation... Dance studio, basically,
dance studio
and gym also.
And La Piscine, yeah?
Yeah.
But for this month, you're having a preparation, a specific workshop. of a group of really special people. So what is that all about?
Well, it's just a company wrote, sent an email quickly to say that they needed some space for their own work. Mm-hmm. So so we proposed, but they don't have that much money. So what I did is propose that they do a workshop in exchange for using the studio. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what it is.
What does these people? I mean, what do
they? So they come from France. They've been. It's a small company of three people. Mm-hmm. They come from the. They've been educated at the Jacques Lecoq Theater, which is very famous.
Yeah.
So that's why immediately we said yes. We were very interested. And so that's it. They're going to be coming. They're starting Wednesday the 4th at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's been a huge response to this. We have about like 24 people
attending to this workshop.
Yeah, who want to attend the workshop. So it's been really.
So this workshop, they start this Wednesday at 9 a.m.
9:30
for the full day, yeah?
No. Only for 2 hours.
For two hours.
And it's going to be going on twice a week.
Yeah.
During the full month of November.
And in between, also these people, they would be practicing with themselves.
Yeah.
It's going to be some kind of show?
I don't know, actually, maybe not. I'm not really clear. Maybe, who knows what will happen.
But in an announcement that was written that it's a theater dance workshop.
Yeah, it's actually, it's going to be more a dance workshop, really, than theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really more dance, yes.
Have you seen their work, maybe?
No.
Because the group started in 2013, yeah?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen their work, nothing.
No.
Didn't know about them before, nothing.
So Aurelians and newcomers, they can come on Mondays and Wednesday between 9 to 11.
Yeah, Aurelian newcomers and guests.
Everybody can
and
come.
And volunteers. It's open to all.
Mm-hmm. Let us hope for some show, yeah?
Yeah, maybe, if they want.
Thank you so
much. It's up to them.
On Wednesday, 4th of November at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can hear lecture concert on Italian language and music. The Italian Pavilion is proud to introduce Stefano Ragni, Italian researcher, teacher, musician, journalist who is touring the world by performing a lecture concert on the history of Italian language through music, a long journey that spans from Vivaldi to Einaudi. And on Thursday, 5th of November at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to an active resident assembly, ARA, an introductory meeting. But you are invited to this introductory meeting if you have already signed up for the new active resident assembly experiment or if you'd like to sign up now. And you would be meeting on the clarifying again the aims and purpose for the functioning of active resident assembly. You would decide together upon the topics they would like to focus upon in their monthly meetings, and they will decide the topic which will take up first. And that invitation comes from Governance Task Group. And from government of Pondicherry Police Department comes a press note, which is saying that in efforts to modernize the Pondicherry police will introduce 10 new police patrols vans on the Pondicherry Liberation Day. This new Tata Samo vehicle will also serve the dual purpose of being ambulance on the roads. It has been a long cherished dream of Pondicherry police to modernize the control room along with police patrols vans, whose movements can be monitored by the control room through CCTV cameras installed at various important junctions and by fitting GPS to track their locations. All distress calls made to dial 100 will be passed on to the police patrol vans on the wireless, who will attend these calls as the first responder to the incident. The vans are fitted with LED bar lights, siren, public address system and GPS system. In addition to this, these vans have also been tailor-made to suit the purpose of ambulance, having a stretcher and a first aid kit available inside the vehicle. In addition, these vans will also carry anti-riot equipment. In case of any accident on the road, this van can be used for carrying injured to the nearest hospital in shortest possible time and also dead body to the mortuary without wasting any time. The police control room vans will function around the clock in the city of Pondicherry to mark their presence, prevent incidents of crime and also attend to any crime which have been reported to the control room as to the first responder. In case the situation warrants the presence of local police, these police control vans will wait at the scene of crime till the local police has taken over the investigation. The patrol vans will have a specific areas earmarked for patrolling and during the 24-hour schedule. It will be endeavored to cover the most of the points earmarked for them. Special attention will be paid to all the crowded areas like bus stops, cinema halls, religious places, market areas, and the places where crime against women are likely to take place. Therefore, the presence of vans on the road will also deter the people creating nuisance in public spaces, especially the revelers visiting Puducherry for drinking purposes. It is felt that the visibility of the police force will remarkably improve by their presence on the road and instill confidence in the minds of the people who can easily spot them and report any untoward incident without wasting any time. It will also save the lives of those people who are critically injured in any accident, including accidents, by rushing them to the nearest available hospital in no time. These 10 police patrol vans are going to be flagged off the Liberation Day, and it will be part of the Beach Road Parade, which will be attended by Honorable Chief Minister of Puducherry along with his cabinet colleagues and the senior dignitaries. Adi Shakti Laboratory this week in Eden Chavanadi, we can see The Tent Head, the last play directed by Vinapani Chawla and written by Vinay Kumar, every night at 8 p.m. except Sunday, when you will see two shows at 3 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Deepavali Festival of Light is coming up, and we know already that Solar Kitchen and Lateras will be closed for Diwali on Tuesday, 10th of November, and they wish us happy Diwali. At Upasana, as every year, we will celebrate it on 11th of November from 6 p.m. onward, and they are saying that invites us again for light, flowers and food together. From Solar Kitchen and Lateras team also comes a good news for the volunteers, that from 28th of October onward, volunteers with a valid volunteer card can get a reduction on 25% at Café Lateras, and at the Solar Kitchen they can get lunch on daily basis at an Auroville rate. The monthly lunch theme for volunteers is only available by booking it through the unit's account. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Collaborator of Nature, where a person speaks about conscious interaction with plants, filmed by Wisdom Splendor. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. they are screening an Indian drama comedy, The Fort, made in India 2014 by director Avinash Arun. Tomorrow we will see Italian drama All About You, made in Italy in 2012 by director Alina Marazzi. And on Wednesday, we can see interesting documentary Alive Inside, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director Michael Rosato Bennett. And the mother wrote, "Let us work as we pray, for indeed, work is the body's best prayer to the divine. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.